Should have been. Oh my gosh. I should have been recording that whole time with that whole microphone thing, but you decided to wear your lay.
I had to.
Mine's on a stuffy upstairs. I gave it to my kid. I went home and said, I said really loudly, I was going to get wife. My wife was going to get laid. And I put it on her head when she, and my kids were still awake and they were like, what the hell is going on in there? And then my wife's laughing and I'm like, and then I was like,
which usually happens before your wife gets laid, right?
Nope, not usually.
Oh, okay.
Greg, why do we ever watch SmackDown Live?
I didn't. I lost power during SmackDown.
Oh, wow.
I went in the dark for, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. So, yeah, I wasn't even, and I hadn't even started to watch at that point.
Okay. Yeah. That's weird.
No. Yeah, we had, I guess, one of the power lines in our area, the transformer was arcing, and so they decided to shut down power for 2,500 customers or so randomly on a Friday night to fix shit, which is fine. But then when you called to report it, they're like, there are no known reported outages in your area. I'm like, the hell there's not. You know that there's a pole on fire. Like, what are you doing?
I had, I had the same thing happen at work one day. It was like, they called and I called and I was like, it's out, dude. And they're like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Nova Scotia Power.
So the rule of thumb is a public utility should remain a public utility.
One would think.
Yeah, thanks, John Buchanan, for those who are those people who don't know. We had a premier named John Buchanan, who we call Teflon John because he never went to jail for the many, 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 many crimes he committed, including to the fact, you know, that if you get appointed to the Senate, you cannot be prosecuted for crimes, government crimes. So he was appointed to the Senate and was in the Senate just long enough for the statute of limitation to run out on his crimes.
That doesn't surprise me.
Nova Scotia politics, folks. It is a lot of fun and a lot of crooked stuff. Greg, we need to hit the themes on because we have celebrations to have tonight.
Casting sports entertainment is Brad the Dad and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the draw. No, wait, are we the Hubs? Wait,
what's the name?
Okay, fine. For the Hub?
I was going to say, you going to re-record this shit or are we going to keep it in?
I'm going to keep it in. Just because I am Brad the Dad and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Greg, our Patreon's back up and running, apparently.
Sure.
We had a little group in our secret group chat. We had a little conversation about all of the shows being re-uploaded to the new running Patreon.
I wasn't paying attention. I was busy with work stuff yesterday, so I'm behind.
I was off and it was all of a sudden my phone started buzzing and it was Randy reactivating the Patreon. So all the episodes that are in our archives are now up and available through the Patreon.
Fair.
So literally I got, I haven't looked since I looked like in the middle of this chaos. I haven't looked since I got home, since like it stopped buzzing, but I was just cleaning my house, minding my business. And all of a sudden my phone just goes nuts. And let's click on notifications. According to this, I have 295 there. So Greg, 295 updates. So that's what's going on there. It was a great day. I guess my letter, by the way, got through because I feel like we have breaking news here on the podcast.
I don't know what letter you're talking about now.
Well, I sent a letter to Triple H, my friend.
Paul. Oh, yes, right. We talked last week about you sending a letter to Triple H, yes.
Yeah, and the game got my letter.
Yes, yes. Yes, and, now I remember. My apologies. Yes, of course.
And he sent me back a little note talking about how, as a guy, it was actually more to you. I probably should have forwarded it to you because he said, as a man who's married to a Stephanie, I understand your concerns that you want to spend more time with your Stephanie.
Right, right.
And so I have decided that in August, before the school year starts, during the summer vacation times, I will be cutting SmackDown back down to 2 hours.
And there was jubilation all over the world.
Well, I mean, they only needed 2 hours for this SmackDown.
Yeah, Friday, April 15th, apparently, is when we're going to go to a 2 hour show.
I wish it was Friday, April 15th of this year. It's Friday, August.
Sorry, August. Sorry.
It's after. Is that after SummerSlam?
I believe so. Yes. I believe SummerSlam is before that. SummerSlam. I mean, they shoved it down our throat last night. Yeah. August 2nd and 3rd.
So we need to have two nights of SummerSlam and then we get our time back. So
two more weeks after. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I hope that, you know what, that show that's coming on after SmackDown starting on that date, I hope it is the greatest success in cable television.
Me too. You know, this has to have like a long running, like Jeopardy level of commitment from USA Network, because we are not going back to 3 hours.
Oh, I'm afraid. I am very afraid. It's like every time they're like, what, we should have a special episode. I'm afraid they're going to go, let's do 4 hours. I'm like, no, please God, don't.
No, we're not AEW. Not AEW. So, Brad, maybe we should talk about last week.
Wait, what else?
Saturday.
Oh, you want to talk about the fact that you got laid last Saturday and so did I?
Yes, yes. How about we talk about that?
We got laid together, actually, technically.
That is true. That is true. We're going to get ourselves in trouble the more we say that.
What? We went to a bar and they put laser on our neck. I like how Greg's giving away his plate to his lovely wife. And when you watch
I'll just put it behind me because the dog came down and I didn't want her to try to get at it.
Okay. I thought you were like, because all I can see behind you is your virtual background. So I thought you were just like passing it to your wife who was just beyond the side of the virtual background.
No. All good. We went to a show here last Saturday night. For their beach party too, at a local bar. And it was a sellout. I'm glad we were able to, we booked our tickets when we did, because if you just showed up at the door, you would have been disappointed.
Yeah, it was, for the Maritime. What was the name of the company that ran this? It's Dave somebody's promotions.
Yeah.
We should be plugging this well, because it was a really good show.
SMW.
So local indie fed SMW. Yeah. Great. I can't say enough about how well this turned out. So we went to a bar, already top notch. We got a place to sit already ahead of the game.
Yep.
And then we ordered barbecue.
That did.
Greg generously, I tried to pay for this as a surprise, Greg. And I thought he was going to throw me in a wrestling ring and beat me up for it.
I thought about it. I'll be honest with you.
So we saw like 10 by 10 wrestling ring, but it's a bar, Greg. So how tall is the ceiling? Maybe 12 feet.
Yeah, I think that's pushing it.
And so we had a wrestling ring, 10 by 10 set up. They obviously pushed the tables back, got 150 people in a wrestling ring. That is, was it a foot off the ground?
I don't even think so.
So half a foot off the ground, and anytime anybody stood up in the corner, they could touch the ceiling tiles.
Yes, that was the ongoing bit through the night, is touching the ceiling tiles. So, yeah, no, it was good. I mean, we were, what, maybe 5 feet from the ring, maybe?
Maybe. And like, it was a well-put-together show. Like, the guys knew that they were in a small ring, so you did it, but you didn't just get rest holds. You got, like,
no,
you got lots of... as big moves. Heck, we even had people jumping, and by jumping, I mean falling off the top rope on the top of people.
Correct. Yeah. We did see a frog splash, which I'm not sure how that was even possible.
he like leaped forward, almost like you're diving into a pool. He leaped forward, but not enough that he wasn't overshooting the ring.
Right. Yeah. No, it was good though. I mean, it was a 5-match show. I thought it was going to be, quite frankly, like a lot longer of an evening. So, I mean, it was a 2-hour card, but I mean, we ended up having barbecue there because the bar we went to was like a smokehouse. So myself and Brad had some barbecue, had some beer and watched some wrestling. And I mean, they were even wrestling on top of the table next to us. Like,
oh, you should definitely, when I post this show in a little bit, I'll message you. You should put the clip that you recorded up because that was excellent. Like it was the fun spot, which you'll see in the clip, which will go with this episode, was Greg records behind. I have to turn 180 degrees. So Greg whips out his phone and it was Madison. What was Madison's ring name? Madison. Sure. We don't remember.
I wanted to say May and I know.
I stopped it.
Yeah, because you don't want to get us in trouble. I want to say her name was Matt. I'm trying to find it.
It was Madison something. It was like MM, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so.
And then the champion who was, I don't remember.
I'm trying to get there now.
Okay. Anyways, they had a great spot where Madison is on top of one of the actual tables, customers sitting there. And because the proximity of the ring and the height of the table, she's able to fling him from the table back into the ring.
Madison Miles and Chip Chambers.
Chip Chambers took quite a bump. Chip is actually a pretty good wrestler. Like,
yeah,
so was Madison. Like they had a great match. And I would say the biggest thing that was a takeaway for me was they took advantage of the environment they were in. Because I would say all of the wrestlers realized where they were. And it was a lot of like one-liners and retaliations. And like they played with the crowd. It was great live theater.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really was.
I don't know if I want to promote it because I kind of want to. I don't want them to take the people to take seats from us so we can go next time.
We learned our lesson. We'll be going. Our plan is to go again. Their next show in the bar is the 18th of October. Hopefully, you know, schedules will permit that we can attend, Brad. But if so, we're definitely going to be going a lot earlier than we were this time.
Yeah. So we can pick our seats a little bit more. And it was, I'll tell you, if I had my druthers, Greg, I like there was like as they came out, there was like a little spot. That was not a bad spot to sit. Or
there really wasn't a bad spot there at all. I mean, maybe in that back room area is the only place where you really couldn't see anything. But yeah, it was a great setup. And you know, they kept the food coming, which was great. And I mean, we couldn't ask for it any better there.
No, and beers. And I mean, the waitresses were really good at, I'm going to say, running around while they knew their spots. They came out, they got their stuff in while the crowd was not around.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
So, Greg,
for sure,
we're delaying this because I don't know if I want to talk about SmackDown tonight.
Okay. Well, I guess we should. So this is episode 1,348 of SmackDown from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Brad, the only thing that I can say that I'm thankful for next week with the Night of Champions and the pre-Night of Champions, I don't know if that's what we're calling next week's SmackDown, is that it's in Saudi Arabia, which means the show's going live at like 3:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I said the same thing to my wife. I was like, that is a day where I'll get up, get my workout in the morning, go to work. And by go to work, I mean work from home because I can. And then I will clock out at 3 and start watching SmackDown with my buddy Greg.
Yep. Yep. We'll have to probably put up an early show next week. So,
yeah. Sorry, Burkhead. Get your episode out early so we can post yours quicker. So there's a little more time between two. But why wouldn't we post early? Because, I mean, it is going to be live. Yeah, I would say probably between 2 and 3, and we just watch it in the afternoon, get it done. Yeah, and it won't be a long review, just so you know. We'll talk about the important things, and then we'll preview the Night of Champions show, because that is our tradition where we'll give you something to listen to. I mean, it'll be probably a little bit run longer than a speed run, Greg, because we'll be able to get it out almost 2 hours before, more than 24 hours before the main show.
So it looks like that show starts at like 1:30 our time next week.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Like, I think it's even earlier. I'm just trying to take a look here and confirm that. But I think that it's like a 7:30 p.m. local time start. Yeah. Well, 7:30 is 8 o'clock, I guess, a 30-minute kind of pre-show or whatever for them. So that would put us 2 o'clock start local time here.
So friends in the States, VPNs exist, and Netflix in Canada will have this at 2 p.m.
Yep. You'll get it on the Netflix, and then you'll get to the Night of Champions mid-afternoon in the U.S.
I'll probably end up watching that one a little bit later in the day, because next week is also the Pokemon weekend.
Oh, is next week in Pokemon?
Yeah, Pokemon Go Fest, World Global Go Fest. So I usually go out and stomp around for the weekend, get some exercise. Greg, this show felt like a 2-hour show that they stretched to 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting a little annoyed with the, how do I say this nicely? I'm not going to say it nicely. I'm getting annoyed with the lack of WWE getting their heads out of their ass, because it is so repetitive right now with interference in almost every damn match that I don't even want to watch this most of the time. And then the other kind of overarching theme that I had on this evening was how much when I was watching the show, and we had the Bron Breakker and the LA Knight versus, who'd LA Knight take on?
Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed. So we had LA Knight versus Bronson Reed. And then the very next match, the match before it, involved JC Mateo, or the segment before it. And I legitimately, for a few seconds, thought it was the same guy twice in 2 segments.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, there was some stuff on this show where you're like, did I just watch the same segment over and over again? And you're like, no, I didn't watch the same segment over and over again. It is just...
It's lazy, Brad. It's lazy.
It's lazy. Greg is not happy. Yeah. I thought I was going to be the really negative one on this show, but I was like, no, Greg is, Greg's just in a bad space.
Wait till we get to the synopsis, because I'll tell you what I'm keeping on this show, and it's not going to be much.
I don't believe you happy. He's not happy.
He's not.
Okay, guys. So we start with, I'm going to say, like, am I being generous? Like, they did the walk and talk thing, and the only cool part about that was the fact that the walk and talk led right to LA Knight coming out, and he's been feuding with Seth's new Deadly Alliance. LA Knight has the great one-liner when he says, we go round and round, we go, where we stop, nobody knows, but why don't we stop right here, right now, interrupted by Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman gets after the crowd for booing Seth Rollins' name, so he does it again, and then he's a big fan of LA Knight, he does a yeah. Paul Heyman wants to squash his beef, but he tells LA Knight he has to leave. He won't. And instead, Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker come out. They attack him, but LA Knight gets thrown into the ring bell timekeeper area and gets a steel chair. And then he comes back out and fights them off. And this is going to lead to a match, because Paul Heyman drags away his monsters.
Yeah.
The weird part about this, Greg, why is the Money in the Bank briefcase there without Seth Rollins?
Okay, I was going to ask you the same thing. I'm like, why does Paul Heyman now just get to walk around taking this Money in the Bank briefcase, and can he cash it in on someone? And then I don't know why. and this is never going to happen, but if it does, I want it recorded that I actually said it.
Well, wouldn't we're recording cool? the podcast right now, Greg. You're fine.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool if when Heyman turned on Roman Reigns and turned on CM Punk to help Seth Rollins wins the Money in the Bank briefcase, and then Paul Heyman uses the briefcase for Roman Reigns, so Roman Reigns becomes champion again, and this was all set up between Roman Reigns and Paul?
Yeah, except that Paul Heyman usually goes with younger guys, so you're more likely, it'd be funny if he did it, and it was Bron Breakker that ended up with the title left out of all this.
Maybe, but I know it's never going to happen, but in my mind, that's what I was thinking when I saw Mr. Heyman walking around with a Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah, there are some real opportunities here, and I'm glad that we got to see Paul Heyman tonight, although the brand split is officially dead.
Yes.
100% dead.
Rest in peace.
So, recap number one. Boy, Greg, there's a lot of recaps in this show. This was just what we saw about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that a lot tonight. You'd swear that there was an octogenarian or something backstage.
He who shall not be named was backstage, right, pulling the strings.
Yep.
Paul Heyman is in the back chatting and explaining that patience is not a virtue, it's a strategy. And then the announcer comes in and we get a match later between Bronson Reed and LA Knight. And Paul Heyman repeats the line again. Patience is not a virtue, it's a strategy.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, recap two. How Alexa Bliss earned her way into this match. Oh, and then recap three. How Asuka earned her way into this match.
Do we have to pay royalties on the recap button?
No, but I'm going to break it before the end of tonight. Okay. So Asuka versus Alexa Bliss. The story of this match was, as Wade reminded us, these two women have been off for a while, and boy, are they amazing when they come back in. Wade did a really good job of explaining how your gas tank isn't quite what it was after you come back. And this was really good, but I didn't need to hear that. I know the two of these two women can go.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I liked that Asuka won this match. I enjoyed the match, but I don't know.
There was a lot of cool spots. I love the spot where Alexa's up for Twisted Bliss and realizes Asuka's playing possum. And then Asuka just puts her right into an arm bar and then rolls around into submissions. And I like when Alexa puts Asuka into the Tree of Woe and drop kicks her and then tries Twisted Bliss again. And Asuka gets her knees up and hits the Empress Impact.
Yeah.
A hip attack.
So here's the part that I'm hoping someone can make sense to me. We started this with a fatal four-way, right? To find out our qualifiers, which left us four people left. So then we decided to have semifinals between those two people. Why didn't we just move them direct to the finals and have a finals at a fatal four-way as well?
Which would have been way better matches.
Yeah.
Greg, I'll give you another one. How about we had a few more women in this tournament and we could have had more, we could have had another round of fatal four ways. Then had one-on-ones at the finals because the four ways were better than the semis.
100%.
And I felt bad, especially for these two women who were coming back off of layoffs. It's like they had a great match, but it's not as good as the matches they had, both of them had to get here.
Right.
Yeah. Greg, I want you to go to Twitter and look up Naomi's tweet from last night because I want you to read it once we get there. So you do that while I do this.
All right.
When we get back, we have Jade, Meechan, and B-Fab. They're in the back watching the match, and B-Fab and Meechan say we need to make our own opportunities. And so they're going to go try and get the tag titles, which is hilarious because Alexa Bliss is now injured and going to be gone for 16 weeks. RIP Randy and Eric's reels.
Yes.
Because no Alexa for a few weeks is not good for their watch rate.
No.
And Jade is asking.
You mean you said Alexa, but you really meant Oh my God.
She's injured for 1 week. You've already forgotten who she is.
Yeah, I can't remember her name right now. Morgan, Liv Morgan.
Yeah, Liv Morgan's shoulder injury is surgery requiring fixing. So
yeah, but you called her Alexa, and I was like, no, that's not right. Hold on.
Well, we're only allowed to have one of them. So I guess Alexa will get hurt in about 6 weeks or 12, 16 weeks when.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways.
We'll have so many short blondes on our roster at a time.
Only so many short blondes on our roster at a time. So Jade's not afraid of Asuka. And if Jade wins next week, she is looking forward to the Empress of Tomorrow. I'm pretty sure that's the final, Greg.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's one SmackDown Ron Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So did you find the tweet from Naomi?
I'm assuming because this is you backstage with Jade and
Meechin.
And Meechin.
Yep.
And Meechin puts a tweet out and Trinity Naomi tweets dumb, dumber and dumbest with that picture.
I know it was. I saw that last night and I died. And I was out. So I was like just scrolling to Twitter a little bit. And I was like, oh, I have to explain this to somebody. So again, come back for commercial. And this time we get to see one of Greg's favorites, Chelsea Green. And Alexa is mad. And Chelsea's getting in her face because she should have been in that. She should have qualified. She would have made it through if she would have qualified. And Charlotte walks in and says, well, actually, I'm mad at everybody because I didn't get to go through. So if it wasn't for your flunky, so I'm going to wrestle you tonight, Chelsea. Great.
Yep. Yep. That's what we're going to get.
Then we are supposed to have Kip Williams wrestle Kip Wilson, because his tag partner, which explains what happened to Pretty Deadly, his tag partner's hurt. So he's going to wrestle Aleister Black and R-Truth comes in and destroys him.
Yeah, that again. Okay, so outside interference. Number one.
Greg, I watched the Aleister Black entrance. I've been skipping most of the entrances. I was catching up and I was like, I love Aleister Black's entrance. And the only thing we saw of Aleister Black was this and the next promo.
Yeah, he kind of had a look on his face like, what the hell just happened?
Like nobody cued him in. He's like,
yeah.
They went to the rings after and they practiced a really good match. And now none of us could see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So R-Truth is in the back because they turn him back to R-Truth this week.
Yeah. It sounds like that they've made that decision now that he's now R-Truth again.
Fine. He's the new R-Truth, Ron Killings, and Aleister Black's mad. He says, you need to stay out of my business. And Priest comes in to defuse the situation saying, you used to be the funny guy. You helped me defuse things. Now today, just take care of your business. And after you take care of your business, we'll go celebrate.
Yeah.
Were they celebrating by the end of tonight, Greg?
They were not. They were not, Brad.
And I did skip recap number four. Goldberg hype package, Greg.
Oh, man. I can tell you, you may not have skipped it, but I damn well did.
I did. I skipped it like in real time, but I skipped it. I forgot to mention it there, but I'm just counting. So last week we had two recaps. Greg, we're at four recaps and we were not into this show. Like we were barely into this show at all. We were like an hour in and we have four recaps.
Yeah, Brad, that's where we're living.
So, and we had a ton of entrances because Cody comes out. And before we get a word out, Jey Uso comes out. And Jey cuts a promo saying that we've been in a war. We've been to the top of the mountain. We both hit the mountaintop. And now we have to fight each other. They shake hands. Sammy interrupts.
Hold on before you go on. The Jey Uso entrance now, we've got to be getting to like Roman Reigns timelines to get this in now, right? Like that entrance got to take 20 minutes now.
It's amazing that, but the difference is his entrance, because it has such fan participation, nobody notices.
I love, though, I think Barrett made the comment that right now it certainly wouldn't matter that if they just did this for the next 2 hours, the people in Grand Rapids, Michigan would have been just as happy. And can you imagine if that's what we did then for the remainder of the 2 hour SmackDown?
Just skip everything else. We just announced the people that are winning their matches and we just announced the lineup for next week without explaining how we got there.
Yeah.
I would have been happy. We could have been like, good night, folks.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, Sammy comes out. Sammy puts over Jay. He puts over Cody, but reminds them that he's the only one in this ring who has not won the world title, and it's his time. Randy Orton may have something to say about that. And he says he'll go through anybody. He talks about how he'll go through Cody. Randy then says he respects the, and he almost curses, but he doesn't, out of what Jay has been able to do. And he loves his family. And then Randy looks over and says, Sami Zayn, one day you will be a world champion, but today is not that day, because you're going to run into the three most deadly words, letters in sports entertainment, RKO. I also really liked his line with Jamie. He says, you keep saying four letters, one word, yeet. You're running into three letters and one move.
Yeah.
I did not see this coming, by the way, because after we're into the show, an hour and 50 minutes, we finally get match number two, Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn. I would have bet you a lot of money that Sammy was winning this match.
Yeah, I thought so as well, because it made much more sense for Sammy to win this match and be able to you know, do the match in Saudi. But for some reason, Randy Orton, so that's what we're going to go with.
So Wade reminds us that Randy doesn't like being chopped, and Sammy's chopping the hell out of him, and then he gets back body dropped onto the table twice. And after the commercial, Sammy rallies. We have like a really good power slam and DDT sequence with Randy Orton. It's his classic stuff. But this time, Sammy gets out of the way. He of the RKO and slides out to the outside. He drops Randy onto the table. Randy misses a shoulder tackle and hits the dreaded corner turnbuckle. And then we get a sequence where we have a number of Huluva kicks and RKOs dodged, including a crazy one where Sammy runs at Randy Orton and eats an amazing power slam. Sammy dodges the RKO and hits it into a blue thunder bomb. And then finally, it looks like Sammy's going to hit the Huluva kick, and it gets turned into an RKO out of nowhere. Greg, what are we doing? Why? I mean, I love Randy Orton, and I know now, but they might as well told us, hey, this is going to be Randy versus Cody at Night of Champions.
Yeah. But I don't understand. I really don't.
Because Cody's definitely on that show.
Yeah, he's going to be on that show.
So does that mean Jay and Sammy aren't?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, it's just, there's some stuff here. It's like, you're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Sammy has home field advantage in Saudi Arabia, and he's not going to get the wrestle there. And meanwhile, we're going to make CM Punk make a fool out of himself and wrestle there.
Is this a bigger travesty than Sami Zayn losing to Roman Reigns in Montreal?
No, I don't think so. I think that one was one where we knew why they were doing it, but we can all disagree.
I'm still pissed at that one so much.
I know. This has been going on. This is Greg's longest standing beef.
Yeah. Yeah. They really dropped the ball on. Yeah. That one. Jeez. That still hurts, man. That really does.
Okay, recap five. Nia Jax squishing Tiffy's airbags and stopping Naomi from cashing in.
Yeah.
Nia Jax is cutting a promo. She says, Tiffy came to me. I was her mentor. And she stabbed me in the back. And Tiffy cuts her off saying, you're just mad because I'm better than you. And I'm
I legit fast forward to the point where Tiffy interrupted her. So I didn't even know Nia got a word out.
Oh, yeah. No. And then she says she's going to scar up some more, referring to the fact when she cut her open during their last match. And this is enough for them to fight. Eventually, we have Nia Jax take advantage. And when we have Tiffy vulnerable, Naomi runs out, tries to cash in. Nia blocks the cash in again. They're arguing on the apron, and Tiffy pushed them both off. They crash and burn. But this is a last man standing match, Greg. I think we might get a cash in.
I don't. And let me tell you why. I think that we will see, interference again to prevent the cash in.
Okay. So somebody else will save because Tiffy's laying out Nia Jax for like the 14th time.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, there's a couple things I'm really nervous about. First of all, let's just put a reminder out there. Another outside interference thing. Okay.
You are really annoyed by this.
Two, is anyone else but me just a little bit scared that that's the people over in Saudi might take the last woman standing thing a little more literal than, you know, we may be a little used to? And like, I don't know, I'm just a little nervous about this whole idea of a last woman standing match in Saudi Arabia.
And well, at least if you won't have any wardrobe malfunctions in the bodysuit they're going to have to put her in.
Yeah, that's going to be sad, yo.
She better make sure that bodysuit is strapped in double tight, because wardrobe malfunction Saudi Arabia mean jail time.
I would not be surprised that they make sure that everything is well and good. I'm not worried about that.
Well, my annoyance, Greg, is that we're getting more Nia Jax. I don't need any more Nia Jax in my life. This feud was done.
Yeah.
Dead and buried. But, you know, we don't know what to do right now, so we're just going to stretch this. Speaking of feuds that I thought were dead and gone, I'm really happy we're getting a John Cena CM Punk feud. But, boy, oh boy, recap. Oh, my God, Greg. They did not have a 3-hour show.
No. No, they didn't, Brad.
This was a long one. And by the way, there's no point watching this because you're going to watch it when you're watching the PLE next weekend.
Yeah.
So our next match is Charlotte Flair versus Chelsea Green. And your theme continued, Gregory.
What? No, that's not possible.
You mean there wasn't like 5 rounds of interference in this match?
No, we couldn't have had that. The same thing happened again on the show? No, Brad.
I literally wrote, the first note on my notes is, story of this match is outside interference by the Secret Service.
Yeah, that never happens.
Ministry of Propaganda is what Wade was named to, I think. At least that's what he should have been named to.
Yeah, so this one is kind of bugging me out a little bit too, because like at one point, it seemed like he was... In this match, he wasn't as pro Chelsea as he normally is. And then he was again. So it's just like, okay, make up your damn mind.
We forget how good Charlotte is. Like the front cartwheel was amazing. We got a Rough Rider in this match. I love, though, when she tries to hit the fake.
not the only Zack Ryder reference we're getting in this show.
Oh, my gosh. And then we get a figure eight, which does it gets broken up by the Secret Service. The beatdown's on. Alexa makes a save. Alexa tries to shake Charlotte's hands. Charlotte and Alexa can't be friends.
Yeah. Why can't we be friends, Brad?
Because Alexa is a mom and Charlotte Flair is on the town.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Eventually going to be a tag team, but the problem is we don't have tag titles anymore.
Maybe I've heard multiple things on that. So maybe we are going to get tag titles and maybe we're going to get a sub in there.
Well, they do have a ready made sub to go in there.
Yeah. So we'll see.
JC Mateo's taping up his fist, but this isn't how things are going to go down according to Solo.
No.
Greg, we got another recap explaining. We see two different segments. So I'm going to count this as two separate recaps, get to 7 and 8. So, recaps. And Greg, I have found the button because we are ready for another round of At the Bloodline Turns. Special new Bloodline Turns.
Yeah, of the things that I don't care about, this probably tops the list.
Solo wants Jacob to come out. They're still family. They can move forward. They can move past this because even though you won't say it, I'll say it. I love you. And Jacob says, hey, man, you gave me a break, but you know, I know what I was brought in for. I was brought in here to give you power, to give you money, to give you fame and to keep you as the tribal chief. And I think the problem is that I got this US title and you want it. So let's have a match. And then out of nowhere, we almost get a Simone spike. Jacob catches him. JC Mateo comes out. The fight's on. Jimmy comes out for the save. But boy, does he suck at saves, because he gets overwhelmed and beat down. And Jacob rallies. We have Jimmy and Jacob in the ring. They're awkwardly looking at each other. JC, Mateo, and Solo escape. Greg, this bloodline drama. Is it because we don't have Jay, who is arguably the most over member. And if he's not, the most over member of the bloodline is Roman. And if he's not the most over one, it's The Rock. So it's like we are getting the...
Where do you put in someone like Fatu, Jacob Fatu, in that?
Well, I would say he's the most over of the who's not been a world champion yet.
Yeah.
And so this is it. We're getting this is the leftovers of the bloodline.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think I put him above Big Jim.
Oh yeah, he's ahead of Big Jim. He is lapped, and he lapped Solo too.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I like Solo's music better. I'll be honest. Oh,
Solo has the best. I'd say Solo has the best theme song. He even has a better theme song than Jimmy. Like
I totally steal that one for a hockey game, so I'm not going to lie.
Well, and the worst part about this is we know how this is going to end. We're going to get the tag team back. Like and they also have another one of somebody's kids that we saw in main event last week. So it's like, let's just bring in all of the other Samoans.
Yeah.
And then Jacob and Jimmy will have to find three more Samoans to help them.
Yeah. So again, just a reminder here. So what happened in this segment was, what was it? Right. Outside interference.
You know, I didn't even notice it until you got like really mad. And now I'm like, I can't unsee it, dude.
Tell ya.
Meanwhile, we're 2 hours into the show and we're getting match number 4. This is LA Knight versus Big Bronson Reed.
Are we sure it's Big Bronson Reed here?
Yes.
Are we 100% sure it's not JC Mateo? Because goddamn, they look, I mean, even have the two of them dressed slightly different, but they're both in black.
Well, and the only difference is one guy's got way more tattoos than the other.
Yeah, I legit had to rewind for a second and be like, wait, which one is that?
LA Knight is smart, though, because he puts his music on and then he comes out to the crowd and takes out, or he attempts to take a Bron Breakker, but that doesn't work. And Bronson Reed's like, no, he's mine. So they have a match. Sure. LA Knight, you forget what a good wrestler is. The baseball slide into the springboard crossbody on the outside looked awesome. And right. He was great during this match. But the story of this was eventually Bron Breakker was going to attack because Greg.
What happened here? Right. Remind me.
Outside interference.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. That outside interference thing again.
Dude. And then they spear him into oblivion and then give him 3 tsunamis. LA Knight looks like an idiot because he didn't bring any friends. Too bad his big giant friend got released a few months ago.
Well, you know.
Can't have any friends.
No.
So, yeah. Oh, and by the way, Greg, how does this segment end? Recap number 9. Because we came back commercial and we got reminded this happened.
Yeah.
Joe Tess, glasses off. He's been sent to a local medical emergency. But meanwhile, local
medical facility. I popped at that. I'm like, yay, local medical facilities are back.
Meanwhile, next week from Saudi Arabia, Selena Vega versus Julia for the U.S. title. The Wyatt Six versus the Street Profits for the tag titles. And Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax in the last women's standing match. These are all title matches, not on Night of Champions.
That's right. That's why I think that it should be called like Weekend of Champions or something like.
I was sure when Jacob cut his promo that with the U.S. title that he was being added to SmackDown.
Yeah.
But him and Solo will fight in Saudi Arabia. And Solo Sikoa is winning that U.S. title with the entire bloodline coming out to help him.
You think so?
I think they're going to wheel out like a whole bunch of people there.
All the Samoans coming out.
All the Samoans.
All right.
Everybody's cousin, second cousin, third cousin once removed. Come on down.
So what you're saying is that you want more outside interference.
Yeah, well, of course. Okay. What kind of? And then we get the main event. And I was so excited for Truth, who came out to his old theme song. I was like, I like why? He's not rapping. We need a new theme song, Truth.
So he wasn't, but then when he gets in the ring after the commercial break, he is, you know, getting the crowd to do what's up. I'm actually better with this than what we had previously. So I'm okay that we're going back to the R-Truth, you know, shtick and not having what we had before, since the change. So I'm very happy with this. I approve.
Except the Truth attacks John Cena. He punches him so hard, he shakes his hand. We get a commercial break. Truth rallies. I love that he hits Stone Cold's press and knuckles attack. Like, it was great. And John Cena's had enough. He doesn't want to get punched anymore. This was supposed to be a promo segment, damn it. I didn't sign for a match tonight. And he goes to leave, and he cracks Truth the title in the aisle. CM Punk comes out for the save. So,
I'm going to call this also outside interference because he used the belts.
Right. And Punk came out right afterwards to prevent more belt damage. And Punk gets cut off. He is beat up. And then eventually Cena rallies to kick him in the balls and put Punk through a Slim Jim table.
The Slim Jim table.
Snap it to a Slim Jim table. Oh, yeah.
So we got Big Jim and Slim Jim. And Little Jimmy.
I mean, Little Jimmy. So now I just need a commercial where Little Jimmy and this Little Jimmy sitting at a Slim Jim table with Big Jim eating Slim Jims.
Yeah.
And if I were Slim Jim right now, I would make a new brand of Slim Jims called the Slim Jim table and have it just be a flat piece of a flat Slim Jim.
Yeah, you could do that. You definitely could do that.
If they do that, we're suing for royalties. This is my idea.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, and then we get the John Cena promo. And Greg, I don't feel free to chime in with any of the lines I missed because, oh my God, or if there's one that you want to like, hey, this was amazing, I want to throw this in. He has the mic and he's sitting on the top turnbuckle. First things first, let's get this important conversation out of the way. Did John Cena get hair implants? Because his hair looks way more full this week.
I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention. I've stopped paying attention to John Cena's hair on purpose. So you would have to tell me.
Is that too close to home?
A little bit.
Okay. So Punk is lying there in pain for like a 10-minute promo. Like, he's dead.
Yeah. Punk doesn't move for 10 minutes. He is passed out dead by going through one table.
And
like, He's S-A-W-F-T soft, like.
the other piece, Greg, was that he was trying not to laugh. You could see a few times when those lines landed and he was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a great poker face. John Cena, I don't hate you, CM Punk. I like you more than most of the people that you've ever shared a locker room with.
Right.
Shout out to Hangman Page.
Oh, we get lots of mentions here coming up.
The idea that you're the best in the world bothers me. The only thing you're the best at is you are the best bullshitter. And John Cena says, that's right, kids. I'm cursing. That means that something has gone wrong. And he calls over the cameraman by name and says, come on.
Stu, because it's the guy he used to run with to the ring.
Yeah, and he's also the guy that was in the promo with CM Punk. And it was, Stu, come here. I'm breaking the fourth wall. Doing the, you can't see me. I am laughing at this point. And I am jealous of you, Punk, that you've convinced people that somehow you're the best in the world and that you've got them to chant for you for all these years. I can do things too. And John Cena looks out. Hi, Claudio Castagnoli. Hi, Nick Nemeth. Hi, Matt Cardona.
So this is when I died laughing so hard. And since we've been talking, I don't often pull up my Twitter anymore, I'll be honest with you. But Matt Cardona is hysterical on so many levels. And I don't know if you've seen this yet.
Nope.
But if you pull up your Twitter right now and you pull up at Matt Cardona.
Okay. I love how we're like, this is totally a visual medium that we're playing with while we're doing an audio medium podcast, but I don't care. Screw you guys. I love you all, but I want to get in on this Matt Cardona love. I love
at Mark. Matt Cardona, and it was from some point yesterday. Maybe maybe it's in the replies. It must be in the replies because I think he tagged at John Cena.
He tagged at John Cena?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, it looks like they deleted the picture.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. So it was, he tagged at John Cena, and it was John Cena dressed up as Zack Ryder.
What?
Yeah, it was it's obviously an old picture of John Cena with the Zack Ryder hairband with his hair spiked up.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, so he just tagged like, hi at John Cena. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing on so many levels. I want Matt Cardona to come back. I want a Zack Ryder every once in a while. I mean, I almost kind of want Matt Cardona to pull like a Finn Balor demon.
Thing. You want him to come back and do something new? I love.
Well, no, like, so sometimes like Finn Balor is the demon, and sometimes was it the demon is his alter ego where he has the face paint and everything?
Yes.
I kind of want sometimes where Zack Ryder is Zack, where Matt Cardona is Zack Ryder, woo woo woo. And other times I kind of want him to, you know, do what he's doing now.
True. That would be super fun, but I don't think he's ever coming back to WWE because I think he's having too much fun on the indies.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think he should be, I think he should just enjoy his life.
All right. Well, so, let's keep talking about this promo.
Okay. So, John Cena says, you're the best bullshitter. We're past that. Okay. He's on fire. No one is cutting off my mic to save you this time. Cena says the Punk. And then he says, you've been hitting the same five verbal moves of doom and you're nothing punk about you. You're a big old capitalist. Oh my God. He's like, it's like somebody stop. Won't somebody think of the children? Or I was thinking about that Simpsons meme. It was like, he's already dead. Yeah. He is already dead. John Cena is going to prove that he's the greatest of all time. And the crowd agrees with him, chanting with him. And he said, the only thing you've ever been better at me then is you were the better than me for 7 minutes, 14 years ago. And Grand Rapids is chanting. He says, you're welcome. He's like, can you not feel it? The mood is starting to change. Best in the world versus the greatest of all time. And the champ has left the mother fudging building. Holy cow, Greg.
I kind of wish he'd actually dropped the F-bomb there because that would have been much better.
Well, they're on network TV in the States.
Yeah. Yeah. They could have bleeped it in the States and left it forced to Netflix, though. But yeah. That was it. USA Network. I don't need the 2 minutes.
I don't need the 2 minutes.
Yeah. That was so good. So good. All right. Let's hit the synopsis and let's go through this.
Okay.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
Greg. What did we just watch?
That's a damn good question. I wish I could tell you, but
I'm going to keep track of what you keep because I think I think this could be a 10-second social. LA Knight's promo.
Nope.
So that is a Gregory. Did you? I feel like somebody hurt you this week.
They probably did. I'm not going to lie. Now Greg, in my head is, do you really want to hurt me?
Okay, Paul Heyman in the back.
Nope.
Oh boy. Match number one, Asuka versus Alexa Bliss.
Nope.
When we get our three ladies in the back.
Dumber and dumbest?
Yes.
No, don't need it.
Chelsea Green, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair confrontation.
Nope.
Kip Wilson? No.
Nope. Sure.
Truth and Priest in the back with Aleister Black.
Nope.
I can't believe that was one I thought you might keep. What about the Cody, Sammy, Randy Orton, Jey Uso?
Nope.
You're just shaking your head like, no, no, no. Match number two, Randy Orton versus Sami Zayn.
Nope.
Nia Jax promo / almost cash in, setting up our match for next week.
Nope. Sorry. I broke the rule.
I'm not blaming you. That was so bad. Charlotte Flair versus Chelsea Green.
Nope. Kills me to cut Chelsea Green, but.
And that was not a bad match. Just there was no point to it. Solo promo with nope. Jacob. Big Bronson Reed versus LA Knight.
Nope.
Truth versus John Cena pre-promo.
Honestly, I don't think this is needed, so no.
And then finally, we're going to get the promo with John Cena and the dead CM Punk.
That's the only thing worth keeping on the show.
You are the greatest of all time.
I may not go that far, but it was definitely the greatest on this show.
Greg, I feel that what ended up happening tonight was...
You're not going to take my joy away from me!
And you may have yelled that, but Triple H did his best job at taking it away. So just for the folks at home, what is the only thing worth watching on this SmackDown show? This three-hour show...
Last 20 minutes of a talking segment. 10 minutes.
So yeah. 3 hours of SmackDown cut to 10 minutes. We recorded an hour-long podcast on a show that neither of us would recommend to anyone.
Nope. You can watch the 10 minutes on YouTube.
Greg, this was painful. The only good news is that we can watch this show next Friday afternoon live from Saudi Arabia. It's SmackDown.
Hopefully it's sunny and I can be out on the back deck.
So that being said, here, before we throw things home, check out our sponsor spot placed here.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you ready for the best or maybe the worst Raw review on the internet? Depends who you ask. But either way, Randy C. and Eric B. have you covered as the Raw Dogs. Catch them every week right here on the Hub for Draw Straws Raw, breaking down all the chaos from Monday Night Raw. And if AEW's more your style, don't miss Shaw and Ashley with a Dynamite Drop, your full AEW recap, dropping fresh every Friday morning right here on the Hub. If you want to support your Smack Daddies in style, then head to smackdaddies.ca and grab the latest t-shirt. Look good. Feel good. Dropkick your wardrobe into next week.
And now that Miss Big Voice has promoted all of the other shows on the network, we will be back next week with an early edition of the Smack Daddies podcast, where Greg will be grumpier than ever on our not Night of Champions.
May not be, because it's an afternoon show.
Yeah, we should all be very happy. It's an afternoon show. We have three title matches on the not Night of Champions.
Yeah, the pre-Night of Champions.
The SmackDown of Champions.
Smacking Down of Champions? I don't know. We'll have to workshop this through the week.
And if we can't come up with it, Sean, Ashley, Randy, Eric, somebody run this through ChatGPT for us. Come up with an idea.
All right.
For Greg, I'm Brad. Thank you for listening. We all appreciate you. Oh, and while I have you here, check out some of the reels and some of the things we're doing over on YouTube. Randy told me this week we should be promoting our YouTube. We didn't promote it throughout the show, so I'm throwing this in here at the end. I'll definitely have a fun reel to go up with this episode. Thank you.
No, what you should do, you should get Miss Big Voice to put a promo in for it.
Okay, yeah, I will do a special promo for, not for this episode, but for the next episode.
For the next one.
This is a great idea. Thanks, Greg. All right. There you go. This is all staying in. Bye, guys. The Revolutionary Podcast in Sports Entertainment. Bob and Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all with the lovely tales. But Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack Daddies. Go to the outer limits of your mind with the Smack Daddy.